Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and the show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do, and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, so you know what it is. It's Monstrous Monday, so let's just go ahead and get into some of this hot new music. Check it out. They're saying one of the most underrated albums out right now is by Big Boy, his new album. This is called All Night, and we gonna get it, not all night, but at least for an hour. Rock with me, DJ E Monster and the Monster.
Have a good time.
Monstrous Monday. It's going down.
Say. Yep. Players gon' play when they wanna play. Long lay, on lay for a night like Luther Vandross ride. No way, daddy bad sad, don't skip no days. Either meet her, greet her, treat her like a queen, then I give her that Peter Jack. That's how we procreate. Take care of my babies, I'ma tote the weight. I'ma carry the load and I'ma win the bread as well. No tricking off of my girl. Yo, chicken off of my girl. She thick with all of her curves. Plus she got a mind on her. Street smart, book smart, built by design for me. Gotta hold her up, cause she always holding me down. Like a bank robber with a note, give it to the teller so she know we ain't fucking around.
It's something by that company I sent for you if you come for me. Come for me.
Yeah.
If it's all right.
Okay, I've been feeling good, now nigga feeling great. Started out as a little hood nigga from Savannah, then I moved to the A. Hey,
dirty, dirty, see we grew up on dopes and thirties.
Sucking up game like a wet bat, put it out, eat it up, get it right back. Yeah.
They ain't worthy, sometimes I think they don't deserve me.
Big cold as the ice in your nightcap, hit you with your bonnet on by the night lamp.
We don't discriminate, we just want you to participate.
It takes two to tango, now rep the day, go the same, that same old, same old, old, same shit. We done switched it up like a plain clothes. 5-0-12, same cold, my flow, hell, stay froze.
It's something by that company I sent for you if you come for me. Come for me.
If it's alright.
Yeah, I just wanna boogie with you, do anything that you wanna do, girl. I just wanna boogie with you, with you, with you.
Woo,
if it's alright.
Don't be shy, don't be shy.
Monstrous Monday. DJ E Monster. And I got my monsters in the building. So let me go ahead and jump in with one of them right quick. Miss Unbelievable in the house. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you doing, Mama? Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
That's all good. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. You couldn't hear me at first? Or?
I could hear you. Could you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I could hear you. I was just making sure I didn't have no technical difficulties. You know.
Oh, okay. Well, no.
Right. Nothing much. You know, Monstrous Monday, getting this week started. It's going to be a monstrous week at the end of the week, as you know. You dig? We got the event with Pee Wee Dread out at the Bloomington Event Center. So we got that going on. We got a good interview coming up tomorrow with Brandon Trevon. My bad. Look, I'm over here getting it twisted. I'm so anxious about it. But yes, it's going to be a monstrous week. It's going down. I'm just saying. And Monstrous Radio, we get our new speakers this week. Oh, my God. I can't wait. I'm going to be like a big-ass kid. It is what it is. So, hopefully your week is looking pretty good. How's your week looking?
Busy. Yep, busy, but monstrous. Got stuff to do, representing them.
Uh-huh.
And just getting that money. It's all about the money.
Okay. Right, okay. That's what's up. Because you're like, busy.
Gotta have a dollar and a cent. I'm telling you, it's about the dollars and the cents. I don't even know what to tell you. That's what's about.
Hey, that's the difference. That's what the difference is between adults and kids. Kids just dream. You dig? Adults, we get up and get the finances to make them dreams a reality. You feel me?
That's just right.
So,
all day, every day.
Yes. So, all right, so, a few things we're going to talk about later on tonight. I got some who's bumping who's getting fat. Looks like Lil' Kim is looking at some home invasion charges. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But the main thing I want to talk about tonight, did you get a chance to see the BET Awards by any chance last night?
I've seen some of them, yes.
Right. I didn't get a chance to see them all. You dig? It was a monstrous weekend. Busy. Made a lot of good things happen. But yeah. But definitely, I want to talk about it, some of the performance, at least what I've seen of it. You know what I mean? So, matter of fact, here's a guy that performed. You dig? I'll tell y'all how I feel about his performance, when we come back. It is what it is. But y'all definitely let us know how you felt about Trey Songz's performance last night. 424-243-9649. He played the song. He did a song that I really, really like. It's The Shiznit to me, one of my favorite songs off his album. A lot of that album bumps, if not all of it. I'm just saying, I think I only have not heard like maybe one or two tracks from It's Unbelievable. I definitely got to get that over to you because it thumps. It thumps. The new Tremaine 3. Yeah, he got it together. on the album. Get it? So, all right, so check it out. We're going to get into some who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Also known as the entertainment news. I'll give you guys my feelings about the couple performances that I did see. But definitely let us know what performances you've seen. 424-243-9649. We're going to open up the lines in a little bit. But here's some Trey Songz. He sang this song. I like this song. This song be bumping right here. I played it on Wet Wednesday. It is what it is. It's called, let me just play it. Y'all know what it is if you seen the show last night. Monstrous Radio Live. Monstrous Monday. It's Unbelievable. DJ E Monster. We live, y'all. Yes, we're live.
No, you imagine too. You making back. Matters. Let's talk about it morning after. Girl, they won't know if we take off. Are your friends in the bathroom?
was made in ooze. Heard that he loved you too, but that don't really matter. Let's talk about it morning after. You know I won't make you choose, but your friends talking to my crew. That leaves only me and you. Tell me what we have to lose. So good to see. Song goes off, back like we used to. This time I won't lose you. I still adore you. You always love. I'm gonna show you just how I feel before the song goes off. So good to see you here. We both know it's been too long. Show me just how you feel before the sun goes out.
Yeah, baby, I just don't know. It's like you complete me and I'm lost.
Charmaine!
The chances are I run into you.
Let us know how you feel about this performance.
Like one in a billion.
Monstrous Monday!
Tell me, would you please? I know you still love me, yeah. Tell me, baby girl, tell me. I know you care for me. It's so good to see you here. We both know it's been too long. Show me just how you
just
feel.
Wanna know how you feel
before the song.
Matter of fact,
to you.
Oops.
Heard you was making ooze, but that don't really matter. Let's talk about it morning after.
Okay, I think he's on now. BBD performed last night. This is
I need you to hear me, but I don't think you hear me clearly. Got me and my feelings like February. I know I ain't the first, no January, girl. Cold as Ben and Jerry, let me put you on top. You the perfect cherry, you know. My back's so legendary, I've been doing this smoke. Curly and Larry, I.
And I can act as soon as with it, especially when you're moving it. And all I need is 2 minutes. Then after that, another 2 minutes. You got it real like a Mack truck. For BBD, girl, back it up.
Girl, you kill it with a hearse sack. Girl, you know I'm feeling and I want it in the worst way.
Girl, you know you're bad if you set. Put you over my lap, make it hurt. I wanna see you go berserk. So we can turn the club to a circus. Girl, we gon' turn the club to a circus.
Go to work.
Okay. Okay, let's get it. Yeah. So, all right, Monsters Radio, Monsters Mondays. You know how we do it. So, all right, let me jump into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Because it's some hot damn. It's unbelievable. I mean hot damn. It is. it's all alleged, though.
You know, oh, wow.
It's all alleged, though. You know what I mean? But this is what it says. Lil' Kim named person of interest in a home invasion and armed robbery. You dig? Now, listen to the story. What does it make y'all think when I first say that? I just want to say that. When y'all think of something like this and Lil' Kim, home invasion, armed robbery, what's the first thing come to y'all mind? How do y'all think it went down? I'll let y'all marinate for a minute. All right, fuck with y'all on. We going to get to the topic and get to what's really going on. This is what it says, y'all. It says, Lil' Kim seems to be living up to her hardcore demeanor as the queen bee, because she has been named a person of interest involving a robbery that took place on Sunday, June 25th, in Los Angeles, after her appearance at the BET Awards. Now, according to the reports, Lil' Kim went to the house for a bed and breakfast stay, but she wasn't impressed with the accommodations. And so when her and her crew showed up about 2 a.m., an argument busted out. Kim wanted her her deposit back, and the police was called. Now, you know, that's just a civil suit, so the police can't really do nothing. It's unbelievable. So they just left. You dig? After the quiet storm, you know, went down or whatever, they just left. Now, according to the report, a little bit later, you know, after everything calmed down, everybody went their way, a little bit later, some masked robbers came back to the residence about 4 a.m., got Kim's deposit back, and an extra $20,000 in cash. Not only that, they was petty because they slashed several tires off some vehicles before fleeing off. Now, is that a coincidence or not? I don't know, but it's all alleged. Ooh, damn, I like this picture of Lil' Kim, though. We're going to have to drop that one. But yeah. I mentioned it because of the yeah, call it the weekend. You know, I'm not saying she did it. I'm not saying she had nothing to do with it. You want to weigh in on something like that? I mean, how you feel? I mean, would if you was the person and that went down, would you think it was Kim that did it?
Yeah. I would think she was a nurse. Yeah, I think she would be accessory or someone to get it or something, because you just don't go get just one person's money and not, like, literally. If that ain't never happened before and now all of a sudden you getting robbed, yeah, everybody would add two and two together and come up with her. But if she didn't know, shame on her for hanging with folks who would come back and do that still. I mean, hadn't she learned her lesson before? You know, ain't that how she went to jail before? Mm-hmm. So you got a baby and you got a family, so common sense would tell you, change your stripes, man. I mean, she changed the face, change your stripes.
Okay. But yeah, I like how you said, you know, it may not have been her. It might have just been, you know, it could have been somebody else. Could have been part of her entourage. Like, man, dunk that. No. I understand, Kim. That's her, though. She ain't here right now. Let's go get this money. You think it is what it is? Because some people out there is hungry. We're not endorsing telling people to do it. We just giving scenarios here, people. That's all. If you know any more about the story and you can get down to it, let us know. 424-243-9649. So, it looks like I got a little more stuff coming up for y'all a little bit later. Looks like they're talking about Meek Mill denies involvement in Safari getting jumped. I don't know if you guys seen that. I'll read the story. But only thing I've seen on the rumors is apparently Meek Mill and I guess Safari's got beef or something, and or something happened, and I guess Meek Mill's entourage jumped out and jumped dude or something like that, and they're saying Meek didn't get out the car and all these other things, and I don't know. We're going to see what goes on. We're going to try to get to the bottom of it and see what that says. But what I really need to read off and get into is this right here. Philando Castile's family looks like it says that they was awarded $3 million in a wrongful death suit. Do you know much about that, Ms. Unbelievable?
Well, they came to a suit of $3 million with the city. You know, they said they can't bring them back, but they can give them something that, you know, helps them out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Now let's just see if anyone else gets some money like that.
Right. That's what's up, though. I mean, that's one of the things.
That's the way that they, to say I did something wrong, here you go, but we can't make it better. And she must have sued the city on a civil suit. And usually civil suits like that, you do get a lot of money, and they usually just pay you instead of, you know, keep it going on and on and on and on. So,
right.
Some people want
a
lot and some people want a little. But they got enough. $3 million? That's nice.
Right. At least they gave him something, because, you know, sometimes these situations, they be like, nah, you don't get nothing. It just is what it is. It is. Sometimes it's just what
But understand, the $3 million is not coming out of the pockets of the police officers. It's coming out of the pocket of us still. People don't understand when civil suits come like that, they tax us more on streets or different things like that. Is not coming from them. It's still coming from us. Us taxpayers.
Right. Wow, I didn't think about it like that.
Okay.
Something to think about. So let me go ahead and slap in a track right quick. And then, we'll come back and, go try to find a little bit more about some of this entertainment news that I'm trying to introduce to y'all. But let me see. Matter of fact, let me find some of the big homie right quick. Let me see. I got some OG grip in here. Let me scan through these things right quick. So, all right, don't forget about the events we got coming up. We got quite a few events that are sponsored by Monstrous Radio. So we'll be out there at these events. You can catch up with us. You can catch T-shirts. You can get pictures. You can get to talk to us personally. You dig? So, all right, the next one that's coming up this week, at the end of the week, Friday night, or Friday all day, pretty much. I think it's from 2 p.m. It might be till 10 p.m. And it's with Pee Wee Dread. I'll get you guys the information here coming up real soon. Stick with us. We're going to get y'all all the things y'all need. But for right now, this is OG Grip. I heard his new album. It's unbelievable. All I can say is the whole Minnesota music scene is going to be very proud of what this brother is doing. He got some hitters. Some hitters. So, hey, you know, we got to represent the city. So check it out. This right here is one of his older tracks. But I still like it, though. If you ain't heard it, it's new to you. Get it? Check it out. This is called Turn Up. Monstrous Radio Live. DJ E-Monster. Miss Unbelievable on a Monstrous Monday.
So I was exiting 94, man. I was making the left on Hennepin right over there, or the Hennepin Lindo joint. The nigga had a sign said it's the end of the world.
I just hope it ain't tonight, though. Shit, I just bumped the white hoe. Know and meet the bitch psycho. Alpha, disco, beta, bipolar. Blur, ass on her. Fatter than a donkey, throw cash on her. Give a monkey my banana, then dash on her. Like film, flash cartoon blur. Leave a couple on the nightstand, so she forgive that I'm trifling. Plus I'm plotting on a best friend. Shit, I'm using her to get in, dog. This what they call him, but he misconstrued. So it's never his regret when you misconstrue. Off that California green and Minnesota brew. Got your California queen giving Minnesota rule. I mean Minnesota nice, getting piped all night. I like him off white. Complexion, spectators guessing. Jet black hair, got her looking black and Asian. She blazing, standing ovation. And no, we never talk, just exchange fuck faces. No need to hate, just embrace it. She keep a nigga high in the sky.
Say a party ain't a party till I walk in it. Walk in it, walk in it. With a pocket full of money, plus I'm talking it. Talking it, talking it. Everything true, so authentic. Authentic, authentic. I'ma beat the pussy up, then put my balls in it. Balls in it.
Boys gonna turn up. I walk up in the party, turned up. Head in the air like I'm a jerk. What? I don't know about her name, but I know about her butt. If the roof on fire, let that bitch burn up. I'm chilling in the cut, eyes low. No, homie, stop counting my dough. Don't tell me I'm fresh, I know. I'm Kobe at his best, talking two times four. Four, we came super deep, we'll drown you. Homie, we'll leave you where we found you. Try to holler at my chick, she'll clown you. Came from the dirt with them dirty rotten scoundrels. I'm only doing a Dougie and a pussy. Been getting money, 10 racks, you a rookie. Rookie. Now you know I'm working on a million. Party ain't a party till my niggas in the building. They say a party ain't a party till I walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. With a pocket full of money, cause I'm talking it. Talking it. Talking it. Everything true was so authentic. 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 I'ma beat the pussy up, then put my balls in it. Balls in it. Everybody turn up. Talking it, talking it, talking it. Authentic, authentic, authentic.
Balls in it, balls in it. Everybody turn up,
Boys gotta turn up,
Clap, clap, let's go. It's the emergence of the sea serpent, feasting on sea urchins. Four finger ring, finger in three virgins. That's a three ring circus. Pimp strut like my knees hurting. Dominique Wilkins. Pussy purring on Persian rugs. Girls with big jugs, searching for love with surgical gloves. I wanna say I believe you. Lingerie see through. Mommy, let me play in that jean pool. It's not like I need to, I just want to. It's not like I need you, I just want you. It's just something about you. What's it all amount to? Come on, let me give you a tutorial on how to. House rules, polo robes and house shoes. Fetch that remote control, now show me what that mom do. Titties bouncing, she on my city council. Voted for mayor twice in the Minneapolis. Hood like Banshee, I'm so street with it. Caught her on the rebound and went balls deep in it. Woke up on the wrong side, fell asleep in it. Must have had to spend the time, that pussy was 3 minutes.
Yeah, live from Minneapolis, St. Paul, Monstrous Radio Live. You know how we do it.
I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I swear to God,
the spring,
they ready.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
What's that?
The spring,
yeah.
The fall.
Yeah.
Come here to blow speakers out,
what?
Or get reckless with bad intents. I adapt to all elements.
Elements.
Bumble to say this is heaven sent.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas been waiting to see me slip, plotting a whole bunch of extra shit. Far from the truth is how niggas spit, but now I'm here to set the damn record straight.
Yeah.
Too see been a beast in this bitch. Don't need your approval, I'm known to fuck up the place. Swear to God, I feel like I'm Thor. Any moment I'm bringing the thunder.
Yeah.
Got mother nature in the feeling. Cause I came to fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer.
Fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I'm not holding back, y'all.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
Cause y'all niggas thought I was doing something.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
City putting on. Shout out to DB the roster.
Yeah.
Only rate my city pop off.
Yeah.
Keep starting to knock niggas. niggas pops off. They feeling like Juju can't make it hit. More reason to knock niggas blocks off. Look, can't lie, I'm getting cocky right now. For you heavyweights, I'm feeling like Rocky right now. I'm getting loud, little niggas stand down. Cause there's nothing for niggas to bring the ruckus to the boondocks, pal. That nigga there showing out. Doing something that most niggas don't know about. And the way that I see you niggas, man, regardless. So why not show niggas I'm heartless?
Fuck up the summer, fuck it up. Fuck up the summer. I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer. The spring, the fall, and the winning.
That's what I do, man.
The spring, the fall, and the winning.
I came to fuck up the summer.
Monstrous Radio Live, you know how we do it. So, all right, let's get back into some artists. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? So, it's unbelievable. I mean, did you hear anything about the stuff with Meek Mill and the guy getting jumped at all?
No. Like, where do you be finding this, though? I just be like, no. I get entertainment news and there's nothing to do with that.
Right, right. I ain't going to lie. I seen it on Facebook. You know, that's where all the drama is.
Oh,
you
know, okay.
Like you okay. Should already know. It is. All right, so mm-hmm, the stuff, you know, just the rumor stuff, you know, what I had seen before, you know, I got the little thing, and I'm going to tell y'all what Nick says about what went down. But, yeah, I just heard that, you know, basically, I guess some guy was trying to get at Meek or something, and Meek's guys jumped in, beating down. Some people are saying, you know, Meek ain't manhood, just talking about his manhood because he didn't get out. Some people saying that's gangster. That's what gangsters do. He got money. He ain't supposed to be doing that, putting hands on people. That's how you get lawsuits. But, you know, I've seen all kinds of things. You dig? But this is what it says. The article that I'm reading from. It says, even though Safari swears that Meek Mill has his goons jump him Friday, June 23rd, outside of a party hosted by DJ Khaled in West Hollywood, the Dream Chaser boss contends that he had no involvement in that incident. What? So, all right, this is what the Philly native in Beverly Hills on Saturday, when he was asked about the scuffle, initially Meek acted as if he didn't know what the hell they were talking about. When asked about Safari, Meek repeated, who? And dodged the question, saying, I'm going to stand back today. I got my hitters with me, and I ain't coming close to no cameras. Now, after the paparazzi persisted, he finally added, ain't no beef. You dig? So, all right, it's more to the article. Go check it out. I posted it up in the Monsters Radio group, so you guys can definitely get more information on what that's going on. So, yeah, usually, you know what I mean? It just goes down when you start asking these people about the beef between this dude and that dude. And I think Meek did the right thing. I don't know what you're talking about. and just none of that thing. I plead the fifth of Hennessy, the fifth of somebody, but I don't know what y'all talking about. Get it?
Wasn't Meek Mill wasn't it like a house arrest or something? What didn't he just get off of something? Or was that not me? Did he, like ain't he on probation or something?
He probably on probation for something, but, I mean, that's kind of a mean thing just for me to say out of the blue. But I'm just saying all the trouble he be getting into, it is what it is.
Okay, disclaimer from Miss Unbelievable. But I thought he was. Like, wasn't he, like, on house arrest or couldn't leave his house or something? Was that him? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, technically, he's smart, because if it gets back to any probation officer that he's fighting, he can go back into jail. So he was smart about it. He don't do it. He sends his goons to do it. Plead the fifth. Perfect. What are you saying? He just let him know that, hey, I'm still the man, but let me get off my papers.
Right.
Until then, you'll see their face. That is.
Right.
That's how all the big times did it.
Right.
At least they know who's behind it. Can't prove it.
because they never could prove it. But you know that you know that you know. It's me, bro. Just say
okay. Okay. All right. Well, hey, if we're wrong about any of this stuff, people, don't forget you can hit us up now, or you can hit us up in the Monsters Radio group or our pages, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, or Google Plus. Everything's going to be Monster US Radio. Let us know what the scoop is. This is the who's bumping who and who's getting fat. So we're trying to get the fat. You know what I mean? We want to know if you were there. Let us know what's going on. So all right, here's another one. And this one, it was kind of tested from the little bit of stuff that I've seen. And I'll tell you how I feel about the little performances that I've seen. I thought Remy Ma was going to take some type of shot at Nicki Minaj. I'm not going to lie. I didn't see it. But definitely, I gotta watch the rest. I gotta record it on DVR. I'm gonna watch it the rest of. I'm gonna watch it tonight as I, you know, I mean, lay down and kiss my pillow. And yeah, I got some more reports for y'all tomorrow during the Trayvon, or during the Brandon Trayvon, interview tomorrow. I definitely gotta spin some of his music tonight. But this is what it says: Remy Ma dethrones Nicki Minaj as best female hip hop artist at 2017 BET Hip Hop Awards. Now you know that automatically started some drama. This is what it says: for the past 7 summers straight, Nicki Minaj brought home the Best Female Hip Hop Artist Award at the BET Awards. But that winning streak came to an abrupt halt Sunday night, June 25th, after Remy Ma was chosen for the title for 2017. Now, when Remy Ma took the stage to claim her award for the first time since 2005, she thanked her friends, families, peers, the Bronx, New York, Native, then proceed to recite lines from Spaghetti. Y'all bitches got fat while we starve. Shots in your ass, pads in your bra. Y'all some liars. Ain't no facts in your songs. And yeah, the crown is coming back to the Bronx. So all right, those are some of the lyrics she put out there. Many fans believe that the rhyme to be a subliminal shot at Nicki. And as usual, Twitter had a lot to say about Remy winning the award. Twitter's range from congratulations to people questioning BET's decision. Like here's one that says, so Remy Ma really won with no charting solo albums or singles. Her biggest song was a diss hit about Nicki. There's all kinds of things that they're saying. Some people are saying Cardi B and Nicki Minaj deserve that award way more than Remy Ma. So let us know how you feel about it. You know why I told y'all to look. I ain't going to tell y'all again. I'm going to run out of breath. You know I'm getting old. It is what it is. But don't forget, you can also find everything at monsterusradio.com. So let me see. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me see if I can find some of this Brandon Trayvon right quick, because he got a hot new track. And, yeah, I want to make sure I get to this before the show's over. Because, yeah, he's going to be on the show tomorrow, and I really, really want y'all to get hyped about this. There's a lot of people asking, can they talk to him, and all kinds of things. So I'm definitely going to try to set up his music before the night's over. But, I seen the award show last night. let's put it like this. For number one, big shout out to all the artists that got on that little rail thing that they were on and did not fall and bust your ass. If you've seen the show,
true,
you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, they had that little thing, and ooh, I thought some people was going to really, really bust their ass. I was almost praying, almost put some money on it in Vegas, but I couldn't get my bread together fast enough. So, so some of the performances I've seen, Quavo came out with another guy, I can't remember his name. That was a hot performance. And then the Migos did two of their songs, was super duper hot. They did Bad and Bougie, tore the house down, and it went crazy. Oh, it went crazy when they did, what was the other song they did? Oh my goodness, that, brain fart.
Bad and Bougie is the one they went crazy on.
Okay, what was the other track that they did, though? What was the other track?
It was with that, I don't know who that white guy was, but it was with the white guy, white rapper.
Yeah.
I don't know what the song.
Yep.
It was a, yeah, it was a nice
did they do that one,
cool ballad.
Did they do that one, Drop Top, Top Box? I don't know, maybe they didn't do that one. No, it was that Mama Told Me, Never Sell, Work, 17. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. But my thing
I have
is,
to say, yeah.
I couldn't really understand them. I don't know what's up with BET's sound system every year. To me, it's just horrible. I never can understand what they're saying.
I don't know what to say.
It was like they was mumbling. I was like, okay, if I didn't know the music or the song, I would be like, hey. I was like, okay, can't hear you. All right. Even when it came to them singing, like, I was like, ooh, y'all key. Ooh, y'all can't hear nothing in those things. Ooh, okay. Mm. It was like everybody was just off.
Right. Yeah.
Question. Did you see the lady in the gray, like, pants, shirt, rapper, singer, Lecrae, something?
Remember what she did? Ooh, I wonder if the one I'm
thinking
of.
She sang/rap. But she had like her hair was real wild.
Did she have a guitar?
Yeah, okay, watch it and then.
Okay. It wasn't the girl with the guitar? I don't know who that was, but that girl with the guitar got it in. Oh, that performance was nice.
The one who was sitting down on the seat.
Yeah.
She was cold.
Yeah. I love that.
Did you love the lip syncing contest that was going on with Tamar? Did you enjoy that? Did you see that? She won the lip singing battle of the year.
Okay. Was it in the beginning or the end?
It was like in the middle. The end was My Boys, New Edition. Yes, that whole New Edition was cold. The whole thing.
Okay.
The tribute.
Okay.
Them singing. I thought Bobby Brown was about to fall out, but he held up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was about to pass out. Somebody was about to need to bring him some action in on the stage, but he held up. Yeah.
Right. You thought he was going to say, my Percocet. Okay, that's what's up. I mean, wow. Okay, I got to make sure I check that one out. Yeah, because I didn't see those other ones. I've probably seen it. I seen it right after Migos. Anything after Migos, I've seen that to the Trey Songz performance.
You missed a little Wayne and... DJ Kelly, and did you see that one? DJ Kelly, Lil Wayne, and who's that one who won humanitarian award? I can't even think of his name. He won the humanitarian award. It'll come back, but they did a hot one.
I definitely gotta check that one out too. Look, now you got me anticipating, like, oh man, maybe I should cut the show short so I can go watch it right quick, but it is what it is. We only got 15 minutes anyway. I can make it. It was hot.
It was hot. I mean, to me, you can understand besides Bruno Mars, who always steals the show. But yeah, it was hot.
Okay. That's what's up. My matter of fact, speaking of some Bruno Mars, let me go ahead and spin some of that right quick. Yeah. All right. We're going to get it together. We got people over here. But y'all ain't sensing one. But we still love y'all anyway. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in on the go. That's what it is, 424-243-9649. You just press 1 if you want to talk, or you can listen on your speakerphone on the go. All right, let me go over here and find some of this Bruno Mars right quick. Let's see. Also, don't forget, July 4th, Jam Fest. in St. Paul. We're going to be getting it in over there. I will be DJing on the ones and twos. So you know how that's going to go down. Also, Miss Unbelievable will be there. Some more of the Monstars will be there. So make sure y'all come out. Take some pics. You know how we do it. We're going to get it in. We're going to get it down. So check it out. This right here is one of my favorite ones by Bruno Mars. I don't know if he performed it last night, but it's called Chunky. Ooh-wee, Monsters Radio, live.
She gotta shake a little something.
Shake a little something.
Ooh. Throwing that thing from left, right, side to side. She gotta have her own money.
She got her own money.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the girls that pay they rent all time. If you ain't near the party, take your ass back home. If you get it naughty, baby, here's my phone. Slide with your boy to the bar. Slide with your boy to the car. I've been searching everywhere and now here you are. Ooh, chunky. Looking for them girls with the big old hoops that drop it down in Daisy Dukes.
I wanna get down.
Yeah, them the ones I'm tryna recruit. I'm looking at you, yeah, you, baby.
Baby,
now let me hear you say you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Girl, you better have your hair weave strapped on tight. Cause once we get going, we're rolling. We'll cha-cha till the morning. So just say alright.
Monsters Radio Live. Also, don't forget, July 8th, we'll be at Raspberry Island Regional Park in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're getting it in over there. There's going to be a lot of hot performances. OG Grit's going to be there. Jay Bree, Dina Cash, you heard the interview with him. Who else they got? Let's see. They got Bella. Let's see. Who else? They got a lot of hot performances. And the event starts at 11 a.m., and it goes to, I believe, 5 p.m., So it's a day event. There may be an after party event, so get ready for that also as well. But yeah, I'll be on the ones and twos all day at the event. So make sure you come out, take a pic with me and the Modern Stars, and you know how we do it. I already said that a whole bunch of times. I ain't gonna say it no more. Miss Unbelievable, I mean, is there anything else you might want to put out in the vibration tonight? You know, I don't know. Maybe some other events you might know that's going on, or maybe some local artists, or, you know, maybe a local business that might need some exposure on this Monstrous Monday.
There's the boat ride that's going on July 3rd on the Harriet Island. You can, it's the red, white, and blue. It's for DJs. You can get your tickets at Electric Fetus. What else is going on? There's the all-white party coming up on July 2nd. That's downtown. There's more information on the website. Step Up. A lot of the kids are working at the Step Up program. Give shout out to them. They, you know, provide our youth with jobs every summer. I know they're always looking for companies to partnership with them to have more teenagers working. What else is going on out there? The farmers market. That's going on every Friday. It's across the street from the Capri Theater. Let's see. What else is coming up? Get some fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. Support the farmers market. I want to say a couple other things is coming up in July and August. There's always Movies in the Park that's going to start. Different parks have movies there that usually show on Tuesdays. I know Victoria Parkway shows them. Father Michael Park, I think that's, I'm not sure if that's what it's called, but it's on St. Anthony Main. They have music there on Tuesdays starting at 7, and they show movies there as well. So all you got to do is Movies in the Park, type that in Google, and the show in Minneapolis, it'll show all the places that do show the movies in the park. And they're usually those old school good ones like Jurassic Park and Back to the Future. So it's the fun ones that we watched when we were growing up.
Family movies.
Family movies where you could just come and just bring your lawn chair and just sit and chill. And it's cool. And I know a lot of people went last year. It's just the way the parks give back to families to just celebrate, and you can bring your drinks and you can just watch and you can just chill. There's really no drama. So selected parks that they chose. I think Harriet Island was one of them again last year. So just check and see. They have dates. They have times. Each place shows different movies, so it's not like they all show on the same one at the same time. That's happened so far every year that I've seen. For the last 2 years, I know I went to a couple when I lived down there by the Main Street area. It's really cool. And, you know, 4th of July is coming, so that's be safe on the road, family time for your family and your friends, to eat, you know, barbecue, fireworks. I know the fireworks always go on the Stone Arch Bridge. You get there around 10. They close off bridges so you can't park close. So if you live close, you can walk. They shoot out fireworks off Boom Island still. So this is a time for if you want to do some family time the next week or the next 2 weeks, you can really get it in everywhere. St. Paul, Minneapolis, they're all doing different things. So yeah, get involved with your family, get involved with your friends. I'm serious, like it's that time. Doesn't have to be Father's Day, doesn't have to be Mother's Day. It's this time right now to just come together, you know, get your girlfriends, get your homies, and y'all just go and just do some fun stuff that's free.
Right. Okay. I was only thinking you were going to say a few things. You ran it all down. I was about to hit you with the Grammy music. Rick, that's what's up. Monsters Radio, we give y'all all the information on where it's at, where it's going down. That's just something I love how you said that about in the park with the movies and stuff like that, especially the thing about, you know, that organization that's trying to help kids get jobs throughout the summer, because we got to keep them off the streets. I'm just saying, I'm still trying to get this Monsters Radio thing together with the radio to help some kids. I think Pee Wee Dre is going to help us out with a big deal with that right there going on. So I got to squeeze this track in here for tomorrow. Artist coming up tomorrow, Brandon Trevon. He'll be on the show tomorrow. Make sure you guys tune in. He's been on our show before. He's a really, really great dude. He's got some great stuff to tell you guys about tomorrow. I don't know if he's going to drop this controversy stuff that's going on. I don't know. We won't know until Takeover Tuesday.
We still going to let y'all take over the show. You dig? But you got to call in. 424-243-9649. Miss Unbelievable, we got any other last words? Maybe some shout-outs to something? And then I'm going to go ahead and slap this track and get on up out of here. You dig?
Hey, shout-out. Yeah, shout-out to family and friends. God first. Love everybody. Show that love. For real. It's time to love like none other. No money can bring loved ones back, but presence, time, and everything else can.
There it is.
Back to you.
Word of the wise. Uh-huh. Check it out. This is Brandon Provine. On that note, this is called Ghetto Life. Monsters Radio. Monsters Monday. Check us out. MonsterUSRadio.com. All day, every day.
On the corner, it's all I remember, chilling with my loved one. Joking around, talking about your mama, killing with a dozen. Hiding gold sick, running down the street, slap boxing with my cousin. Playing in the sun. Boys on the corner clocking work. Cops coming and then they run. This is who I am and where I lie. Welcome to the ghetto. I'm loving my ghetto. The neighbors in the yard, so many memories that I can think back on. Like mama yelling at me to be in before the street lights were on. Cause I was running around town, getting in trouble at the mall. Getting my butt beat faithfully when I did something wrong.